worked really hard to get that win. We missed out, obviously, last year. We got to the final. We went and played against Surrey in Bath. And this year we've worked really, really hard. We've obviously come top. We've had a good injection of Amy Clinton and Abby and Makisa, which has just given us that edge again this year. And we've managed to come out on top this year.
It was Gloucester, wasn't it? Did the scoreline reflect the game?
First half, we managed to pull away a little bit, but certainly the second half, it kind of felt the ball was swinging back in two, but we were kind of creeping up and we managed to end up taking the 20-goal win in the end. But at periods of time, I don't tend to look at the scoreboard, to be honest, until I finish a game. It's quite strange, but it didn't feel as though we'd won by that much. They were really fighting till the end.
Very much a proper team effort then.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with me and Amy stepping onto the court a lot more. You know, Amy was seen last year in Thunder and obviously she was given a bit of exposure, but nowhere near the amount this year. You know, she's starting and playing, you know, half a game, if not more. And same with me. I've been putting time onto the court with NSL, so it's just put that extra pressure on our games on a Wednesday. So some of the girls have had to step in and get those wins for us because every game has counted, you know, to that final win that we got. But yeah, it's a complete team effort.
Things and travelling backwards and forwards to Newcastle is tricky at the best of times, but how has that been for you?
Gosh, so my placement's come to an end. I've had 10 hard, long weeks, but the only way that I could make it work this year, being able to play for TN and being here enough to train and actually get the coaching in, was for me to be here. So I know obviously I'm studying at Manchester Met, but I'm based here Monday to Friday, so that 3-hour travel back after placement at, you know, 3 o'clock to play and then 3 hours back, and you know what the trains are like, it ends up being 4.5 hours.
And
yeah, so that has honestly been a test for me this year, and especially those Thursday trainings after a full day of placement towards the end of the night. You know, I'm really, really flagging, and the girls understand that because they know I'm in placement from 7:30 till as late as I can stay without having to rush off to training, doing 50-hour weeks at placement and travelling back to play on a Wednesday. And especially this year, obviously the big difference for me, putting time out on the court for NSL on a Saturday as well. I could balance my time a little bit better last year because I know I was training with Thunder, but, you know, I was spectating on a Saturday rather than putting the minutes on the court. But it's been really, really tough. But the girls have supported me and I'm just so excited now to start this next chapter of my year. I've really enjoyed doing it and it's tested me, and I'm really happy and proud of what I've done so far with TN. And it's been a big jump, not a big step up, having to be responsible for a bib and actually put out performance for the girls. But then I've managed to kind of coast through whilst having all this on. But I'm just excited to, you know, improve and see what I can do in the next couple of months, really.
How important has that support from the uni been then? Incredible.
Absolutely. So I've got a really good mentor. I've got two, really, Callum and Chloe at MMU, who have we met before the year started, and we kind of had a look at the plan, and I expressed my feelings about what I wanted to do this year and how I wanted to make up the change, and I wanted to take that next step up to be getting on the court for NSL. And I knew that to do that, I was probably going to have to obviously look elsewhere, which is why I messaged T and with P and with them and with my course leads, we were able to come to a compromise, which enabled me to complete my placement here in Newcastle. Just working with me to balance my weeks and keep my health up, you know, like with placement, the training and uni, we still had assignment. The university have supported me. They've helped me plan. They've helped me explain to my course leads how important this year is and why this move for me is so vital for me to make that next step. And they've done everything in their power to help me succeed, both in my studies and then also in my sport, which has been brilliant.
How much have you enjoyed the season so far?
You know, I remember I remember it so well, reading out the starting seven for our first game against Bath. And I was just kind of, it gave me so many emotions. I was excited. I was, you know, I was obviously like scared because I knew who Bath had. I'd seen them play season on season, and I'd seen them obviously play against Thunder and the physicality that they have and the experience that they have. And I was going to be playing against people who I'd never really played against before. I hadn't really been able to gauge how much I'd improved from when I'd played the season before. So I was kind of thinking, am I even ready? But getting that starting seven position bib and going on and playing, and I actually played three positions in that game, and I played centre for one quarter, which was absolutely unheard of. but the confidence that T and Melissa and Vic have displayed that they have for me has just built my confidence so much. And the girls all believe in me, and it's made my game come on so much. But being given the opportunity and being given a chance, it's just been the best thing ever. You know, it was so hard trying to get into that starting seven or even take the court at Sunday. It's really competitive there. The girls are so experienced. And so to come to a new team and train for the months leading up to the season and then being given that opportunity was just amazing. It's been so good.
And maybe not just from the squad's point of view, but from the fans, they would definitely see a difference between game one to where you were recently against Storm.
Yeah, I think these first seven games have just flown by, and each week we've kind of been obviously going back to the drawing board, having a look, talking about what went wrong, talking about what obviously went well, and just trying to kind of take that to the next game. And it's so hard because each game brings a different challenge, and you can't take from one game so much to put into the next, because obviously they've all got completely different characteristics and how you counteract that. And I think we have built as a team. I think at times we've lost a bit of confidence. We've got the capacity to do so, so well, and that's the most frustrating thing. And a lot of the time when we've had the dip in the game isn't due to a team completely shutting down or combining what we're doing. It's just our error rate and having that mental resilience at times, and we've questioned all of the things that it could be. And it's just about us as a squad after this break, after the hard work that we're going to put in, coming together and really sticking to task and implementing and being confident in each other and finishing off our job, because we've taken, you know, the big teams till halfway, and we've shown that we can compete with the physicality, and we can compete with the game and the speed, and we can put the ball past the big contenders for the top four. But then we just don't maintain it. So it's been really hard, but we're hoping, and we're really, really raring to go for after the break to get our first win.
And the victory's close, though.
It's just been really, really hard, and it's just how we deal with the losses as well. And it's strange, but I'd only ever really realised till I came that obviously I'd been with Thunder from 14 all the way through under 19s. Thunder's been was a top team. We won, I think, five out of six of the leagues, and then coming through to Super League, placing at least in the top three for the season that I was there. Been with Tameside Prem, who've always done really well, and Trafford before that. And so I've always been within good, solid teams. And so I never really have had to experience, continuous losses and challenges mentally in that respect. So it's been really interesting how I've had to kind of deal with that, and how it's actually made a big difference being part of the team this year. And we do bounce back from a win as a group. And even though we haven't known each other for not that long, we do really come together. And I know it's cheesy, but we don't have segregation within the team. We don't have like little cliques. Or I know there's some in some places quite a big age gap. Kill me for saying that. but we honestly do really come together and work for each other when we do have those losses. But it's been interesting to see and experience that myself. But yeah, we've we've got what it takes, and we all know that, and it's just about us doing it, coming off and being happy with our performance.